Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All our bets for tonight, Major League Baseball, WNBA playoffs. How about Sandy Brondello fired by the New York Liberty?
Ooh, man.
The Libs decided to own her. The Libs got owned last week by the Mercury. Now the Libs decided to own their former coach, who won the title last year. So we'll give you our bets in the WNBA, our bets for Major League Baseball, 20 minutes from now. But joining us right now, the dish on week four in the National Football League, the very sharp and very handsome Drew Dinsick from NBC Sports and the Deep Dive Pod on Twitter at @whale_capper. Whale, welcome back to the show. What's up?
How do we live in a world where Sandy's getting canned Mike McDaniel and Brian Callahan still have jobs? What's going on here?
There's a really funny like political joke to be made, and I'm running on not enough sleep to be able to come up with it. But there's one there about owning the Libs and something else. Maybe work Nick Bosa in there, a little Jimmy Kimmel action. I'm not there yet to be able to do this. So let's just turn our attention to week four in the National Football League. Drew, as always, when we start with you, what is your favorite bet, side or total, this week in the National Football League, and why?
Man, so much stands out. This is going to be the best week of the season for betting sides and total. No, I'm kidding. I'm having a really, really tough time so far this season, so I'm firing from a place of extreme lack of confidence. I feel that. If you can still get a cheap 7 or a 6.5 for Green Bay, I like that against the Cowboys. Consider me not impressed with the Cowboys defense at all this season. I think this is a bottom three unit, and it's very clear that the Packers should be able to move the ball pretty comfortably on both sides, even in the absence of Zach Tom, assuming he can't go. And then on the flip side, we now have a cluster injury that Cowboys are dealing with. Rookie Booker goes down on top of their center. They already had issues, in my opinion, with both tackles. Really, Tyler Smith, the only guy you can write home at all about on that offensive line, and now they face the fearsome pass rush that the Packers bring to the table. This looks like a huge problem for a Cowboys team that's going to be without CeeDee Lamb. Doesn't have really much else to go on in terms of elite game breakers. So I think the Packers can keep the Cowboys pretty in check here. Cowboys probably projecting, let me look, under 17 points. So we need the Packers to get to 24 or better to cover a 7. So Packers laying the 7 for me is favorite bet of the week as we look at the board right now.
All right. So Packers on Sunday Night Football at the Dallas Cowboys. Drew, biggest game of the week in the National Football League. And it's funny to say this, right? That I feel like the Ravens losing last night to Detroit makes Chiefs-Ravens even more compelling than it would have been if both teams were 3-0. One of these teams will fall to 1-3 with a loss on Sunday at Arrowhead. As it stands right now at BetMGM, Baltimore, a 2.5-point road favorite. The juice is towards the Ravens, so maybe this goes to 3. But right now we're hanging out at 2.5. The total in the game, I believe, is about 47.5, right, with the Ravens and the Chiefs. Drew, if you had to bet Ravens-Chiefs, 48.5 now, it's gone up a little bit. If you had to bet Ravens-Chiefs, what would you do? Do you like this game?
I'm probably going to end up on the Ravens here. My numbers are not in favor of this. So this is literally kind of going almost entirely by matchups and just general expecting, a special amount of opening up the bag of tricks for the Ravens here to get involved with them at all the way that they're playing right now. But I think ultimately both the Ravens and the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs regardless of this outcome. So whoever comes out of here as 1-3 is probably the buy low in terms of make the playoff price. Chiefs finished the season with a really, really soft run, and I think they'll ultimately get in as a wild card. Right now I have the Chargers pretty heavy favorites to win the West, but not enough enthusiasm about anyone in the middle class of the AFC at all to say that the Chiefs, if they get to 9 or 10 wins, are not going to be in the mix as a wild card in the AFC. And then similarly, the Ravens, I think, still win the AFC North, even if they drop to 1-3. A lot of what we saw from the Ravens to this point in the season has felt like preseason, extended preseason. I don't really think we're seeing a lot of the kind of typical, I mean, we're clearly not seeing the typical aggressiveness that Harbaugh is known for. And I don't 100% understand why it felt like the throttle was turned down on Lamar Jackson breaking the pocket and using his legs last night. But presumably that, it kind of goes out the window if you take the lessons learned from week one last year, where it felt like Ravens really turned up the throttle on him being a game breaker with his legs. So my general sense is the Baltimore Ravens make a statement in this one. Obviously the availability of both Matt Ebuka and Kyle Van Noy will matter a lot. However, the Ravens have been pushed around by elite offensive lines and outstanding running attacks in their two losses to this point in the season with Detroit and Buffalo, and the Chiefs can't get anything going on the ground that is worth writing home about. So even if Worthy is available for limited snaps, even if the Ravens defense is a couple of men down, the Ravens to me look like the right side under 3.
We are 100% in alignment of this game. I was saying to Femi off air before, I think the number is fine. Ravens less than 3. Also, I think the Ravens might win like 31-10. And I actually, if Matt Ebuka and Van Noy both don't play, I actually don't think it matters, and because the Chiefs can't do anything. I don't even think it matters. They're not facing Detroit or Buffalo anyway. You bet on this Tuesday. Drew Densick, the Whale Capper, is our guest on Twitter at @whale_capper. Rams Colts. Fascinating game in Los Angeles. Rams currently 3.5-point home favorites against Danny Dimes and 3-0 Indy. Total 49.5. Will you be betting this game? And if so, how?
I will be, but I want to give you a hat tip first. Pretty sure that the score you called was week 4 Ravens over Bills last year was 35-10, if I remember correctly. And I think that was the number you called. So I did, the idea that that's what the Ravens have in their bag, and as kind of their statement, it does feel very possible. Rams Colts, I agree that the Rams are 3.5-point favorites in this one. My number is actually 3.9. So I have a little bit of value on the Rams, not enough to bet the side here. I love the Rams defense matchup against this Colts team in terms of actually finally testing this Colts offensive line in their pass pro. I think the Colts offensive line to me looks like one of the best run blocking units in the National Football League, but the pass pro is a question mark. It is. And Daniel Jones under extreme pressure from this pass rush could be a little bit of a wake up call for him. And all the people that are just kind of googly eyes looking at his EPA per play and his total EPA generated this season. Daniel Jones may end the season as kind of a top 10 guy in these statistics based on how good the skill position group is and how weak the Colts schedule is. But this feels like a hard coming back to earth opportunity for a Colts team on the road against a Rams defense that I think is being still a little bit underrated. It took some wild fourth down conversions and, of course, the two block kicks for the Eagles to overcome this Rams team on the weekend at home. I think the Colts are in a bit of a bad spot here. And I played some under 49.5 here. My fair total is 48. So not a huge edge there, but certainly some question here about how the Rams handle an Anarumo defense that doesn't blitz a lot, that has some pretty, some pretty kind of disciplined tackling and can match up well against the Rams rushing attack. So this one to me looks like it's going to be a little bit more rock fighty than the 49.5 body total that we see. Surprised a little bit that this was adjusted to the, to the north by a total of 3 points off the open in the look aheads, which I don't really know what is driving that, because there was no injuries to either of these defenses that would suggest this is just going to all of a sudden be a shootout. So if you only let me have one total on anything on the board this week, this one feels like the one, and it's going to be an under.
Man, I wish you the best of luck with these totals. These totals have been absolutely drilling me. I'm now gun shy completely on these totals. But you mentioned the Rams, their loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles now on the road at Tampa, where a place that's kind of been a house of horrors for this Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni version of the Philadelphia Eagles. They're laying 3.5. Total is sitting at 43.5 over at BetMGM. No Mike Evans this week for the Buccaneers. These two teams had the blocked kicks in their games. Good for the Eagles, bad for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers until they actually won the game. How do you see this playing out from a betting standpoint? Philly on the road at Tampa.
Yeah, this feels like Eagles send a message. The Buccaneers injury situation is really, really problematic. They are potentially going to get Wirfs back for some snaps in this one. They may get Godwin back for some snaps, although I'm less bullish that he will actually be available. But this is still kind of a rotating cast of characters across this offensive line who were set a record for holding offensive holding penalties against the Jets team that had huge issues at the linebacking and secondary levels in that game. So the Eagles don't have those issues. The Eagles are going to make this much tougher for Baker Mayfield to hit the explosive pass plays. And I think in general, the Eagles defensive line can generate pressures against this overmatched offensive line. This has the makings of a pretty complete Eagles win, in my opinion. I think the two-headed, the wake up we saw from AJ Brown combined with just in general, Hurts feeling a little bit more comfortable in the passing game and a little bit of a kind of snapped some of the run first mentality that we saw from him and through 2.5 weeks, I think was a positive sign. And I would expect that the Eagles do a little bit of flexing in this one. Tampa Bay, of course, is outstanding in run defense. The Vita Vea is eating 2 and 3 blockers at a time, it feels like, in the middle of this this unit, and the edges are playing phenomenal cleanup on run D. So I don't necessarily expect Saquon Barkley gets going in this one, but there's definitely a world where he could be, put this thing away with an explosive play or two in the second half. So Eagles land the points for me this week, largely based on the Tampa Bay injuries and not really being able to fairly price that in. A dream scenario is Wirfs gets ruled in, has a good practice Wednesday, Thursday. This comes down to 3. And then at that point, I'm going to be pretty heavily into Philadelphia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Any desire to take seven with Cam Ward and the Titans on the road in Houston against the Texans offense that can't score?
I was kind of flirting with the other way on this one. I was considering, do we really know how low this number should be? The offensive play calling for the Titans has obviously been an atrocity so far this season. Callahan is rightfully extremely under scrutiny for not just his construction of this offense, but the way he's handling in-game decision making is just it's embarrassing. I don't know how many examples you could find, but find me the last time a coach took a delay of game attempting a field goal out of a timeout. Like that's it's unspeakable.
Two timeouts.
And it's just very clear that this team is not kind of up to the standard of professional football. And outside of Jeffrey Simmons, I'm not sure what you're excited about on the defense right now. So there's definitely a world where the Houston Texans get a little bit of their frustrations out at home and put a pounding on this team. And in that world, seven might feel cheap after you're, you know, kind of sitting there seeing 21-0 at halftime or whatever the score might be.
Yeah, this is one. And I said this. So I bet a little Titans plus 7.5 on Sunday night because I was high. I was hitting the pen. And I felt like the number wasn't going to last. And I was being honest. And I hate myself. Because, like, I feel like that's like a number edge on the Titans for me, at least it was. But then you're right. How can you accurately price this team with Callahan being the absolute disaster that he is? Probably one more game here, Drew. What do I want to ask you about? I actually think the number in the Lions Browns game is a little big. What say you? Detroit a 9-point favorite. You like? I haven't bet the Browns yet. I'm going to.
It's a big number. It's really big. I feel like I'm higher on Detroit than anyone in the world. I've been higher on them than the market every week so far this year. And still I'm like, I can't get to 9. This Browns team, like, I don't really know how you could convince me that they should be worse than like a +3, you know, like a -3 in terms of a neutral power rating. And the Lions, damn, like +4, maybe +5, add a little bit of home field in there. And okay, I guess I can squint and get to 9. But I definitely think there are enough advantages with their D line and the way they're playing right now to disrupt Goff in this one. I think this is going to be a pretty ugly game. And in general, I think this is Browns or pass on the side, under or pass on the total.
30 seconds to go. One bet that we haven't discussed that you like for week 4.
Give me points in New England, Carolina. I've bounced all around what to do with this one this week because the look ahead here was like 3.5. It opened at 5.5. And, you know, considering that Carolina coming off of their best result as a franchise with Bryce Young as a quarterback, you might be like, well, wait a minute. Why are we adjusting 2 points in the direction of New England? Does that make sense? And, you know, New England is a really tough handicap right now because they obviously have clear known limitations offensively and defensively. The secondary is weak. The offensive line is still a work in progress. But divorcing yourself from kind of the results, and in particular trying to take the turnovers out of the equation, Drake May is playing really, really good football so far through 3 starts, and he's going up against the Carolina Panthers defense that can't generate pressure and can't cover especially well. So this to me has shootout potential. I'm going to go over 43.5 in New England.
Femi and I both laid the Patriots earlier in the week, so we'd love to see the Patriots score a lot of points at a minimum. Drew, you're the best on Twitter at @whale_capper. NBC Sports, the Deep Dive Podcast. Good luck this week. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Best luck, guys.
Drew Dinsick joining us on the show. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.